Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
Time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, this past match day has seen plenty. Let's start with the 7-goal thriller between Bayer Leverkusen and Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah, Leverkusen and Dortmund might be the match, you know, at least of the first half of the season. You know, 7 goals scored, only one brace. Not a surprise, not a big shock who that brace, you know, was executed by Erling Haaland. But, you know, Leverkusen got started early. Florian Wirtz is a very young guy who's had a pretty good week. You know, he made his international debut. You know, he scored in his previous game, and he opened up the scoring for Leverkusen. Leverkusen is a team that's known, you know, to score and contribute goals, but then Erling Haaland responded, and then it was some back and forth, you know, for a while there. And I did have some concern. I did have some concern that Dortmund, you know, were going to get into a hole and somehow not fight their way back, you know, but they were able to do that. You know, they were able to do that, and they were able to hold on to the 3 points. I think it's very important, you know, signal not only to Dortmund but for the rest of the league that Dortmund can continue to score. That's one of the things, I think, in my opinion, that's hurt Dortmund in the past. We know they have a stellar offense. It's the defense that's in question sometimes. And I think we'll see that more often, you know, than not this season, you know, but this time it worked out in Dortmund's favor. I mean, Erling Haaland, you know, he's very special. He's a special striker. I think the world has paid attention to that, you know, not to take away from anyone else who contributed on Dortmund's side, Julian Brandt, Guerrero, you know, other contributors as well. But Erling Haaland is the man right now in the Bundesliga. He continues to score. He's going to be a hot commodity. And I think, you know, as long as the team continues to pick up 3 points, he might stick around a little bit longer than people would anticipate. But nonetheless, you know, you have to salute Dortmund for what they've done, picking up the 3 points, taking the lead back and so forth. They have the Champions League coming up, and we have to see how they do with that.
And what about the main event, which featured Bayern's Julian Nagelsmann return to Leipzig? Did you expect more of a fight from the Bulls?
Of course I expected more fight, you know, from the Bulls. It's like, you know, you see this preview of a movie you really want to look forward to watching, and then the film, when you see it, you say, wow, the preview was a bit better than the whole movie. I mean, this was kind of, you know, what that was, because I did expect that emotion. And then you had all of this banter prior to kickoff. Willy Orban, you know, a Leipzig player, was talking about the boos. You know, Marcel Sabitzer, the former captain, returns. He got in the match. You know, there were boos when he got on the pitch in the Bayern kit. You know, they have the former coach, Julian Nagelsmann, pretty much lifted RB Leipzig into the position where they are now in the standings and so forth, the accolades, what they've done. Now he switched over to the enemy. That was the big narrative prior to this kickoff. But, you know, once the action started, Bayern dominated from start to finish. Robert Lewandowski got his, as he always does in the league. Jamal Musiala, impressive off the bench. You know, and I think Julian Nagelsmann is getting real comfortable, you know, in his Bayern seat, you know, taking that lead. And I was hoping there'd be some more. You know, you want to call one goal, you know, okay, that's a nice pat on the back, but it didn't help. I mean, Eric Choupo-Moting even, you know, added salt to the wounds that Bayern had already inflicted to get the 4-1 finish. And Bayern looked good, although they are still looking up in one team that's been stellar all season in the Wolves from Wolfsburg. You know, but as I mentioned, the Champions League, I'll go into detail a little bit more about that. But we have to wait and see how these teams react, obviously, when their schedule becomes a bit more dense.
And after the dust had settled, Chris, the Wolves of Wolfsburg are still on top in the standings.
Yeah, but, you know, when you take a closer look at who they've played, Bochum, okay, promoted side, I mean, come on. Hertha Berlin's been struggling, a walk in the park. Leipzig is not who we thought they were ever since Julian Nagelsmann departed. And then they played Greuther Fürth. I mean, they haven't really played anyone. You know, they haven't made any mistakes. They've done what they need to do, not taking anything away from their attack, led by Weghorst, then Baku, and then Meche. And Meche and Baku, teammates, you know, for the on the German side, I think that chemistry works very well. You know, we have to see if they can keep it going. You know, a lot of teams, you know, our first half teams or second half teams, they perform really good, but then a lot of the hot air comes out of the balloon and they start to descend a bit come the second half of the season. You know, Wolfsburg has a Champions League as well. They have Lille, and then they have Frankfurt. You know, Frankfurt, you know, they pulled off, you know, a decent match this past match day, but Frankfurt's not the Frankfurt that it has been, you know, that the Eagles have passed either. So as long as the Wolves keep taking care of business, the little fish, the easier opponents, and then they step up when they face the bigger dogs in the league, I think they'll be fine. But it's all about juggling that schedule when you compete with the Champions League and so forth. It's always a bit more difficult, you know, for the teams.
And what about some of the upcoming fixtures, Chris? What should we look out for?
Well, we have the Champions League. I think it's really important. It's been an ongoing narrative. I've been mentioning it on and on. You know, we have to see, you know, how those teams fare, you know, in the Champions League. But then when you fast forward to the next Bundesliga match day, Bayern have Bochum, a lot of mismatches. You know, Leipzig at Cologne, Dortmund, and at Union Berlin. That could be an interesting match. But standings-wise, when you look at the teams who are doing well in the standings, Freiburg and Mainz is a really interesting fixture because both of those teams are in the top half of the standings. Both of those teams have been doing fairly well thus far. So that's a match to look forward to. And also, you got to watch out and see if any of these teams slip up and lose against a team they should beat on paper due to fatigue from the Champions League. So there should be a lot of interesting things to look out for.
And just like always, Chris, before I let you go, what else has hit your radar this week?
Just a few more details about the Champions League. Barca and Bayern face off. Last time Bayern faced off with Barca, they scored 8 goals. I mean, it was a bad beatdown. You know, Bayern looked very good. Wolfsburg has Lille. Beşiktaş, a German, Turkish side, are faced off with Dortmund. And then Man City and RB Leipzig. I've been mentioning RB Leipzig not looking the best. I don't think that'll be, they'll need to drink a lot of Red Bull, let me put it that way, to put up any kind of fight against Man City. But I wish the German sides well nonetheless.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch. And graphics are provided by David Scullard.